Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in for KER Politics. We have a really interesting guest in our first couple of segments. His name is Dr. Stephen Mintz. Stephen is the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. He's frequently commented on ethical issues in society and business ethics also. He has a workplace called the Ethical Advice Blog and has been recognized as one of the top 30 in corporate social responsibility. We're going to talk a little bit right now about what's going on. For example, what does America have in common with the Roman Empire just prior to its collapse? The lost art of civility is the answer. The lost art of civility really took place in Rome, and we'll talk about that a little bit. The reason, you guys, I'm really concerned about what's going on here is I agree with Dr. Mintz about 1,000%. And I guess the first question I'd like to ask you, Doc, and you know, take as long as you want, as long as you feel that it's relevant to what we're trying to do here, and that is, why in general, and I know this is a very macro statement, but why in general is civility gone in our country? And I would maintain has been gone for a long time. Any comments, Dr. Mintz?
Well, I definitely agree with you. It's been gone or going downhill. Incivility has been increasing. Civility has been going downhill for quite a while now. It does seem to be ratcheted up one level in the last 5-10 years or so. Certainly the internet has to be the first thing we point to, the lack of civility on the internet. People can say things without worrying about too many consequences. It's not like you're talking to somebody one-on-one and you're going to get a facial response or get involved in a long debate. You can be anonymous on the internet, say things, tear people down. And we see this happening all the time. We read stories about it. Movies, some of the movies contribute to this issue. Entertainment in general. So there's been a lack of incivility really pushed on the internet and social media, social networking, which has become so important to so many people in their lives. This is where they get their stories. This is where they interact with other people. And this is what they've learned. And whether or not this is something that can be recovered in our society, I think is a good, important question. And I wish the candidates on the Democratic side, because they're having debates, would talk about it. I'd love to see someone ask these folks, what can you do about reversing the decline of civility in society? I never see the question. It sort of implies it's not important. So giving some presence to that issue on a very large stage would be a good place to start, and then we can start to debate what do we mean by civility and how can we recover it.
You know, you write that there are certain ethical values, core ethical values that you have more than anything else, and those values are honesty, kindness, empathy, personal responsibility, and integrity, which in your mind is the whole of an ethical person. Dr. Mintz, let me say I agree with you 1,000%, and I would have to say that I think that the concept of civility, until something drastic happens that may change the situation on the internet, where people have to identify themselves before they say certain incredibly derogatory things, I don't think it's going to happen. And I think people have to realize that they're not necessarily the prettiest baby in the nursery as they think they are. They aren't necessarily the end-all, be-all of what our universe revolves around. People simply have to listen to other people. And the fact that the Lord gave us free will, I think is probably, I mean, I hate to say it being pretty much a card-carrying Christian, but that's not the subject of this. I hate to say it, but I really wonder about the concept of free will. I mean, when people can do whatever they want to do, which is what our society is based on, you get problems like this, Stephen, don't you?
Right, right. I think this plays into the issue of groupthink.
Yeah.
If you want to say something against the prevailing wisdom or your group, you're going to be shunned. This has fostered the idea of a cancel culture, where a person says or does one thing that's bad, ill-timed, ill-thought-out, and folks go after them to try to shun them and reduce their significance as an influencer. Now, I think people should be held accountable. Lack of accountability, personal responsibility is a big, big problem today. So it's important for somebody who says something stupid or off-colored. We could talk about these folks who they dressed in blackface years ago and pictures are absolutely wrong, and they need to come forward and take responsibility and, of course, say that it was a poor thing to do, and maybe it was something by the times that existed then. So remorsefulness has to be part of the equation, but we need to learn to forgive each other, not tear each other down, but forgive each other and build each other up. Otherwise, we'll continue to fight one against the other, one group against the other, and it's a losing battle, as I think it was in Rome.
As it was, yeah, sure. I mean, Rome, the Roman Empire right now, obviously, simply doesn't exist anymore. The power that was there is not there. Now, having said that, you mentioned that you do an awful lot of TV interviews, radio interviews, etc. And oftentimes, people like myself ask you the question, what can be done to reverse this trend of declining ethics and civility? You want to comment on that?
Sure. I think it has to start at home, and it has to start in school. Just like the learning of moral values in general should proceed that way, it's the same thing with civility. And I don't think civic discourse is taught in schools anymore, at least not to the extent when you and I were younger and growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Other topics have supplanted them, more of a social nature, but the basis of a civil society is being able to talk to each other, learn from each other, and that has to be taught at home or in school. Otherwise, the internet gets that much more of an influence over these kids that it already has. So I'd love for that to be a starting point. Maybe the schools can develop a curriculum around civility and civic discourse. It really should be integrated into every course. Everything they do, kids are facing cyberbullying. I mean, talk about incivility. So some of the most difficult problems in society we can start to deal with. I'm not going to say we're going to get rid of them. Cyberbullying, violence in our streets, hatred one group against another. This is all incivility, lack of respect, lack of tolerance for those who are different than we are. So it's got to start in the schools, start at home. Politicians have to start talking about it and behaving that way as well. We need role models. I think we've lost a lot of role models in society. We had many growing up. Even politics, we don't see the two sides being able to work together to get some common goal to better the public good by virtue of their decisions. So all these things, kids are just learning. It's okay.
You know, they were just coming. Dr. Mintz, got to take a real short commercial break. I want to get right back on this subject. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back with one of the more interesting, thought-provoking guests that I've had in a long time on the show, Dr. Stephen Mintz. Dr. Mintz is the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. I want to talk about a couple of things that may seem a little bit off the wall here, but I want to acquiesce to some of the folks on our site who I communicate with through our blog. An awful lot of people in the United States, Dr. Mintz, feel that the blame for the situation right now really rests with the our elected government officials. They feel that the government right now has an agenda, and that that agenda really is not a positive one. Going in the direction, for example, of socialism, going in the direction of being able to be not only rude, but actually demeaning anybody who disagrees with them. What are your comments on that? Does the U.S. government, or the state governments for that matter, in your opinion, have an agenda? And honest to God, Doc, I don't know what the answer to that question is.
Well, I think there is an agenda. Underlying it, I believe, is to protect their own interests and actually promote them. Protect the position that they have, whether it's in city, state, or federal government. I think you mentioned socialism. That's a big issue, obviously, in this campaign.
And, oh, sure.
Part of it has to do with young people especially. They've lost a lot of confidence, not only in government, which I think has been going on for a long time, because we don't see the government do anything to solve real problems, seem to do everything but that. I mean, think about things like immigration. How long have we been talking about the immigration problem? How long have we been talking about fixing our infrastructure, just to name two? And these things don't get done. Instead, there are hearings about this issue or that issue that occurs and takes up a lot of time, but it's not really helping the people. And the socialism, I think some of that is a loss of confidence in corporate America.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably a topic for another show, but I think that's what's driving it a lot.
Well, I think you're probably 100% with that. My problem at this moment in time, I guess I shouldn't say it's my problem, Dr. Mintz, but my belief right now is in the upcoming election, for example, with the debates, et cetera, going on, the various candidates, number one, really fall into one of two or three categories, and they are, none of them are really willing to focus on anything other than, in the case of the Democrats, I mean, I've listened to most of the debates until I finally just gave up on them. Basically, all they talk about is, we don't have any idea. They don't say we don't have any ideas what to do. All they say is we have to defeat Donald Trump. Now, wouldn't a conversation be a lot more beneficial and worthwhile if somebody could say what they would do differently as opposed to just demeaning the current president? I mean, it's gotten to be an emotional situation. One thing I've learned, Dr. Mintz, you cannot always go by your emotions. Emotions are facts of a human being. They're not necessarily always correct. Any comments?
Well, I agree, and I think it's what you're saying, which I agree with, is the ability to solve problems. That's what we're looking for in our elected officials. Concrete, good plans that can reach between the Republicans and the Democrats, get everybody on board, or at least a significant majority of it. So you don't hear problem solving. You hear the more emotional debates on emotional points on these debates, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because it's easier to do that for the candidates. Problem solving requires skills, analytical reasoning, a lot of thought, a lot of wisdom. And maybe that's just not where they are or don't want to go. I don't know. But the debates really are not bringing out the best in any of the candidates, I don't think.
No, I agree to I agree 1,000%. I think the real problem, we got time for about two more topics here, and we've got about 4.5 minutes. I think the main problem here is simply because people are not willing to be rational. Now, I don't say that rationality would result in necessarily total agreement, but I think if you keep rationality into the conversations, America would be a lot better place. Comments on that, sir?
Right. Rational thought is very deliberate thinking, mm-hmm. analyzing all sides of the issue. which is what politicians should be doing, not just the side of the issue that their team is on, which is what occurs here, to support the team rather than the public good. Well, that's not the way our country is supposed to work. You know, that gets back to the Roman Empire. Civility, civic discourse was for the public good, not for the good of a handful. And this is what we're seeing today. And I think it is. It's easier to deal around the edges with these fringe issues than the heart of the matter, which we've been talking about. Civility, civic discourse, just basic moral behavior.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm fortunate in the sense that my avocation really is talking with people like yourself. And because I have a radio program, because I have an audience that, you know, is more than one person, for lack of better terms, I don't have a lot of trouble getting guests on the program. But what I have found is a particular status in society is not necessarily an indication of open-mindedness, civility, etc., etc. I could bring up a number of topics where I have found that to be the case, and it just makes me so sad where that is the case. You know, there's a famous quote which you said, and that is, quote, "Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it." I hate to be a pessimist at this time of year, but fear we're going down the road where we've not only lost our moral compass, but we've smashed it to pieces. Dr. Mintz, we got to do something about that.
Right, we do. And shows like this and debates, we have to talk to each other, not above each other, around each other, but talk to each other. I always like to say we need to learn to disagree with each other without being disagreeable. And that's a skill that can be taught in school through civics courses and communication courses, which, frankly, are not being taught today.
No, there's nothing along these lines, nothing that falls within this particular spectrum of conversation is being taught in school today. And that's when I really have to wonder as to, you know, the question is, what is the rationale behind that not happening? I know a lot of my listeners would say, well, the government wants to control everything, and I don't know, they probably do. But the fact of the matter is, it is something that the people have to demand. Dr. Mintz, I appreciate your time very much. We'd like to get you back on the program in the near future. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi wants President Trump's chief diplomat to send a team to Iraq and come up with a plan to withdraw American troops from the country. The Prime Minister's office said Mahdi asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to send delegates to lay down the mechanisms for safely withdrawing troops from Iraq. Mahdi's office referred to a non-binding resolution that was unanimously passed by Iraqi lawmakers last weekend. It calls for the government to end the presence of all foreign troops on Iraqi soil. Severe weather across the southern U.S. is threatening nearly 40 million Americans with damaging thunderstorms and tornadoes. The storms are expected to spread into Arkansas, East Texas, and Louisiana. Major cities such as Little Rock and Shreveport are expected to be at the highest risk for tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time to start the second hour of KER Politics. I have an interesting subject right now. The subject has to do, in general, with how to keep your head straight in these trying times. Kath and I have a friend by the name of Tony Rizak, the author of a book entitled Body and Soul, The Essential Handbook for Men. Creates workshops, executive retreats to help folks like poor Big Al out. So let me just say, I appreciate what he's doing. Tony, let's talk about the book first. Give me about five minutes on what Body and Soul is all about.
Well, it started, you know, I got involved in what was called the men's movement way back in the early 90s. Robert Bly had written Iron John, and Sam Keen had written Fire in the Belly. And this was kind of these kind of watermark books that said, hey, men, what are we doing? What's going on with us? Why are we so isolated? And it really took a look at the sort of man box that we've all been cultured in that says no matter what transitions we hit as men, whether it's a divorce or death of a father, death of a loved one, midlife crisis, loss of a job, loss of inspiration, our culture tells us we have to handle it alone as men. We can't help one another. We can't support one another. And so I created the book as kind of a counterweight to add to the conversation that men have resources. We're more than able and capable of creating resources for ourselves. So I ended up leading men's workshops, men's groups. I do them online and in person here in Seattle. And they're basically a take on the ancient kind of men's wisdom circles where men would get together, unpack what was going on with them, unpack the problems they see in the world, and what can we do as men? Is there something that we're missing? Is there a piece of wisdom? Is there some sort of techniques or methodology that we can start to tap into that'll help to sort of address the issues that we're facing, which is this disempowering narrative. Men don't take care of themselves is another narrative that has been forced down our throat. We're not good at self-care. So we kind of flip that script and say, we know how to take better care of ourselves. Here's our resources. Let's share them with each other. We know how to inspire one another. It was basically a take on, let's add some resources for men.
Well, let me ask you this. We were talking off mic here a little while ago about the general health of our society today. And I would maintain, if I'm not mistaken, you agreed with me, our society right now is pretty messed up in the sense that people are really thinking with their hearts, and by that I mean totally emotionally, oftentimes leaving facts completely out of the equation. Is that a subject you guys have ever discussed at any of your workshops?
We do, although it's interesting because today it's harder and harder to figure out what the facts are. You can get different facts for what's happening depending on which kind of info stream you're using, right? So it's very difficult to discern. I'd say the narrative that's being put out there by mainstream media is sort of agitating and making people more emotional about what's going on. So you have all this, like, either, you know, high Trump support or I hate Trump, and everything is really polarized and emotional, which isn't really in the heart. It feels like that emotions are being stirred up. We're losing our ability to be reasonable and logical and civil with one another, right? I should be able to hear your differences of my opinion without hating you, right? I mean, it's absurd. But what we do in our workshops is really teach men how to sort of anchor into their own heart experience in terms of what they are feeling is needed in the world and what they feel like they need to do for themselves. And self-care really starts in the heart. So
yeah.
I would say strengthening the hearts of men, but also not being overly emotional about what's going on politically, because I see a lot of men getting very agitated, almost like road rage agitated over either Trump for him or against him.
Right. You know? Exactly. No, I agree 100%. I got to tell you, pardon me, Tony. Dr. Stephen Mintz was on the show. He basically took up half of the first part of this particular program this week. He was saying, in essence, the same thing that you're saying. He's the author of a book called Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. And he was saying that that's what happened in Rome, basically, when Rome fell. And he said, you know, we're not very far away from that right now in the United States.
I would agree with him. I think you and I live in and close to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the decay of the empire in our great city. This is one of the most affluent cities, technologically advanced cities in the world, and we have people sleeping all over the place outside. We're not sure how to do it. I mean, you're seeing it crumble right on the micro level where we live. I drive by tents all the time in a city that is very, very wealthy.
Yep.
So I think you're seeing the very pattern that he was speaking about right here where the rubber meets the road.
Tony, tell me a little bit about your workshops. Now, I've read your book, most of your books so far. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the workshops, though, and tell me about enthusiasm, the support you get, et cetera, et cetera. This is not a unique concept, Mr. Rezac, that you're talking about, but I think it's a very important one.
Well, I think one of the themes of a lot of my workshops in men's groups is life renewal. I think men need a periodic, from time to time, they need to renew themselves. They need to renew the narrative. You can work your butt off as a man, you know, be really inspired by your work, and then just hit a wall. It could be at 40, it could be at 50, it could be at 60, where you just hit a transition where you're like, you know what? I'm not inspired.
Yeah.
I'm going through the motions. I've got the same friends. Nothing really new is going on. And I think the beauty of the workshops that I lead is that it gives men a chance to sort of reset themselves, maybe take a look at some of their habits, some of their health habits. We use myth a lot, so I'm a big proponent of Joseph Campbell's work. So we set the container as being a hero's journey. So what's a courageous life to you, Al, moving forward? And it looks different for every man. For some, it might be, I got to forgive my dad. For some, it might be, I got to quit smoking cigarettes. For another man, it might be like, I got to get in therapy with my wife because we're just going through the motions. So every man's edge is going to look different. The workshops bring out what is going to be your edge. What's my next courageous chapter of my life? And we frame it that way because men want to feel like they're courageous.
Tony, we only have about 2 minutes left here, but I want to get you back next week because I'm sure we'll get a lot of comments on this. And at that point, maybe you could just address the comments. But how important in your mind is the Internet in terms of swaying our opinions? And is that dangerous?
I think it is. I mean, you know, when the Internet first came out, it looked like, oh, man, this is going to be great, you know, freedom of speech. But we've seen it in the election and in the wake of the election that it's being used for all kinds of nefarious ways. You know, it's being used, you know, you're getting the Russians, you're getting the Chinese. There's all sorts of influences now in the Internet. Sometimes when something comes across my desk, I don't know whether to trust it, right? I've got a couple of sources, but, you know, it is a dangerous time. It's a dangerous time, I think, to get all of your input from the Internet. I think there needs to be dialogue amongst men and dialogue amongst women, and I think we need to be grassrooting some of the narrative and talking amongst ourselves so we know, hey, I'm talking to Al. Al and I are having a discussion about what's going on. That's a different thing than I get an email or I get something across Facebook and make a comment along with 400 other people, right?
Yeah.
I never feel that inspired when I look on the Internet for my news. It just looks like a bunch of, bunch of crap out there.
It's a bunch of people looking to get clicks so they can make more money.
Yeah.
You know, having said that. Yeah, exactly. Having said that, I find this topic to be really interesting. I wonder sometimes if you're not limiting yourself or making this gearing us, I guess I should say, Tony, is strictly to the male of the species. But I got to tell you, you bring up some very, very interesting points. And I know we're going to get a lot of comments on this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a copy of this book, I'm going to put the link to it on our website along with this particular segment of KER Politics. You can order it right there. We'll see if we can get Tony back on next week. Mr. Rezac, thanks, bud.
Thank you so much. And for the listeners, if you want to hear stuff around men and healthy masculinity, you could go to the podcast Basecamp for Men. That's the one I create and host. Thanks, man.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. The gal is chatting around with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. We're talking right now about the mental issues that are coming out of many of the soldiers' brains, for lack of better terms, who are serving overseas right now. It's a very tenuous situation. It's a very emotional situation. And the first question I have for you, Dr. Frieda, is what is going on right now with suicide rates in the military, specifically, let's say, within the last 10 years, when all of this hullabaloo started in the Middle East?
Well, within the last 10 years, they have definitely gone up. And we really do need to be able to reassess what is going on with these young men, because, when, as I said before, 45,000 have been in this self-suicidal depressive mode, and more have been killing themselves, more suicides than the total American military deaths in Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's very scary that we're so concerned that our young men should not die on the battlefield, but they're actually killing themselves afterwards, even in greater numbers. This is something we have to do something about.
Well, they're not only killing themselves in greater numbers, but they're killing other people. Now, here's a bit of a confession. The last movie that I've got a pretty good grip on my emotions, and the last movie ever since I was a child where I walked out of the theater with tears in my eyes was a movie called An American Sniper. Incredibly emotional and sad ending to that movie. Somebody with post-traumatic stress syndrome killed this guy who was in reality a very brave individual who didn't really like what he was doing. Now, when something like that happens to somebody like the sniper, it really is terrifying to me. I think one thing that people are not realizing right now, Dr. Frieda, is that the fallout, the collateral damage from the troops that we have in the Middle East right now is really, really serious. And I would urge everyone to stress this fact to their elected officials, if that's possible. and there's no reason it's not possible. Anybody who listens to this radio program, anybody who listens to these daily editorials is bright enough to be able to contact their elected officials. That needs to be done. Do you agree with that?
I agree 100%. And, you know, we have to look out for symptoms, depression, substance abuse, serious physical health problems, mental illness, pain, access to weapons, stressful life, divorce, unemployment, relationship problems. These things often happen after you're serving, and in the general public as well, suicidal rates have gone up. Child abuse and trauma in the family, these contribute to suicidal incidences as well. So even our socioeconomic changes are part of this puzzle that's globally suicidal rates have gone up all around the world. We have to improve conditions for ourselves, for the general public, for the soldiers that are coming out of service and what they can look forward to. But we are really in despair because as the economics have deteriorated, so have our sense of well-being. Hopefully, our economy has gone is going up, and that's declining. But then again, there are communities where rural areas, farming communities that have led to economic decline, and that's a great major source of depression as well. So we need mental health care in those areas. So yes, suicidal rates have gone up with our military men, and in general, and public as well. And we need to have telephone crisis lines. We need to have a way of assessing patients that need to come in on a regular basis in the system, and how to reduce lethal weapons and lethal means of having suicidal tendencies that are available to them. So we really need to be able to have a heads up today in our society and treat this for everyone, not only our soldiers as well.
Well, I'll tell you, this particular subject is really close to my heart. And the reason I say that, Doc, is that my closest friend in the world when I was growing up was a young man who got drafted, went to Vietnam. He did his tour of duty in Vietnam. He came back. I assumed that our relationship would continue to be normal as it was before, just a couple of teenage kids having a really good time getting together, etc., etc. And let me tell you, when he came back from Vietnam, that was definitely not the case. I was very concerned about Bill, and I asked a close friend of mine who was a Marine veteran, did two tours in Vietnam, one flying a jet and one on the ground, and I said, Greg, what can we possibly do to help this guy? And Greg looked at me with a tear in his eye, and he said, Al, I got to tell you, when you're talking to him, you might as well be talking Spanish, and he might as well be talking French, because you cannot understand what a terrible situation that is. Can you elaborate on what I just said?
I can, and I heard something in the news. It was today that a young man who was in the trenches killing the enemy, and he had this a rifle in his hand, and he was looking someone straight, and he was going to shoot him, and he killed him. And he later found out that the person he killed was a doctor. And he really, the rest of his life, he always felt guilty that he went ahead and took a life of someone that he never met. He didn't know who this person was, and somebody who was ambitious enough and smart enough to prepare himself for a good life. So, yes, these people come back. They are ruined. They're not the same as they came in, and they need medication. They need help. And every single soldier that comes out should be treated, emotionally for their stressors, for their lifestyle, for how to even relate in a relationship, because they are broken people and they do need help.
Well, people do need help. There's no question about that, particularly people in those types of environments. Sorry about that. I don't want to say that I get confused when I'm talking about this, but I do get somewhat emotional because Bill was he was like a brother to me, and I'm seeing what's happening right now, and I know there's a couple of emotional responses that can come from listeners. What I'm looking for is practical responses. The emotional responses that are going to come from a lot of our listeners, I know because I've dealt with a lot of them before, is that we're just getting paid back for what we deserve. The United States does not need to be involved in the Middle East. This is not an editorial condoning that by any stretch of the imagination. This is simply a conversation that I'm having with a woman who is a PhD psychologist, very well known in her circles, and I want to say that we have to do something to increase the awareness of post-traumatic thank you for allowing me to make a fool out of myself. Do not allow this to happen to anyone who you have any sphere of influence with, because it's terrible. Regardless of how you feel about the U.S. involvement in the Middle East, you have to look out for your family and you have to look out for your friends who are involved in that. And what I would want to say is I've known Dr. Frieder for a bit of a time now, and I have to say, if you're in the Manhattan area, look her up. Seriously, she can help. Dr. Frieder Birnbaum. And this is not an advertisement by any stretch of the imagination. Please do everything you can, folks, to increase your awareness of the collateral damage that's caused to not only our soldiers, but the soldiers on the other side of this particular fence. Dr. Birnbaum, it's a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Always.
Thank you so
Always.
Much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
fast.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.